we live in, it just, they think like anything of the opposite sex. Like if I take a picture with a guy, it's like, oh, y'all are dating.
And it's
like,
you guys are f***ing, blah, blah, blah.
I was dating Batch so for the longest time, apparently.
Guys, what about me and Rice?
I still am, apparently.
Yeah, right, me and Rice. Like we had a whole relationship. It was rummer. We had a
really?
Relationship.
Oh, honey. Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda. And today we have Jenna.
Jenna! Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for coming. You look gorgeous. I love.
I know
she
shows up in these pajamas. I'm like,
because y'all didn't give me any of yours yet.
Yes. Well, merch is link in bio, right?
Link in bio.
Oh wait, no, link in description. Where are we?
Oh my, where is this?
Yeah.
Oh, and then if you're driving, listen to us on a podcast.
Link in, honeydiary.com. Yeah, there we go.
We like don't even know what's happening. Yeah. It's all good.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
You started on Vine, right?
I started on Vine with our friends Batch and Lee Storm and them. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Who both have been on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, recently.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Started from Vine, now we're here.
Yeah.
Started from Vine, now we're here.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of us started. We started doing funny skits, and then I met everybody. I met probably you through all of them and Batch.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of when everybody transitioned to Instagram, when Instagram was doing 15-second videos,
yeah,
we went there. Then I...
And then? Know. And then now?
I kind of hopped into the fitness thing.
Yeah.
For a while. Mm-hmm. So it was the fitness.
I feel
and
like
then
that's how we met.
And then eventually me and Summer met and we started doing fitness things together. And I try to get a summer booty all the time, but I don't want to put in the summer work. We talk about this all the time.
I know, me and Jenny's hang out all the time back, like, we've known each other forever. And it's like, she'd watch me work out. She's like, damn, you actually work out. I'm like, yeah,
so what happened?
I actually work out.
Like sweating.
Why haven't you guys hung out in so long?
Because she forgot about me.
Summer.
That is so not true.
She just, moved to LA and doesn't know who I am anymore. I'm just kidding.
I was like,
I'm just kidding. Life just happens.
No, but
life
we always stay in touch. Yeah, we've definitely. Never not stayed in touch. Like, Jenna's always like one of the most supportive friends I've ever had, and I love her. She's so great.
I'm gonna cry. That's so sweet.
Jenna's like literally an A1 day one. She always is. Like, no matter what, like, I didn't even get my own calendar the first year I ever had a calendar. And Jenna's like, I ordered your calendar. And then I never got it. I went over to her house. I was like, oh, I never got it. I never saw it in person. Can I see it? And then she's like, oh, you can have it because I never got one. I was like, this is so sweet.
So you bought her calendar and then
and
gave her
to she actually buys stuff. I'm like, she's just so, like, she does that for all
that
her friends.
That is super
she's
supportive.
Just, it's just so supportive and sweet.
And we both have extra cars. Our cars are super loud, so.
Yeah.
I saw her at 7-Eleven the other day.
Yeah. I know. I saw her. I was like, she had a pink.
Well, you have,
she
like,
changed
the
it.
Same
it's not
one.
Pink anymore.
Is it the same
Yeah, it's
same
like type? The same kind of Jeep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it, though. Jeep it's life. Like, yeah.
Because a lot gang. Of girls don't have those type of cars. They have, like, Mercedes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Audis. I'm like, Audis.
And we're like girly, but we're tomboys, so I think that's why we always click, because we're like not afraid to get dirty.
Yeah, we both love animals.
I still don't work out as hard as her, but I still like to, put work
in. We both have weird animals. Like, I've had a tarantula my whole life, and then she's had a snake, because when I went over to her house, I'm like, just
a
random snake.
There's a lot of similarities here.
I know. It's like, okay. We both like love animals. Like, Jenna, you love animals. You like been super into the wildlife lately.
Yes,
can you talk more on that?
Yeah, for sure. Really? So I've been linking with friends and doing different animal conservation work.
Love
so basically
that.
I'm learning a lot. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know everything.
Yeah.
But basically my first trip I went to Honduras and we got like jaguar interactions and like different types of monkeys, spider monkeys. And we kind of just learn about them because all of the big cats are endangered.
Yeah.
So I also have been linking with a organization called Tigers, and basically they're with Rare Species Fund. So what they do is they fund projects. Like, one of the projects they did was they built a village for people in Africa. Mm-hmm. And so they built the village away from where the gorillas and the apes were living.
So there was no,
conflict because they're tearing down their territory and then they have nowhere to live. And it's like, we got to save the wildlife because we're reproducing like crazy, but then you have all
they're
the animals that are
disappearing.
They're endangered.
Yeah. I work a lot with UN Wildlife and like that's like, it's crazy because even, sea life too, it's just, it's everything. And even if you're picking one animal to support or one cause, like, it's great. And just spreading the awareness, like, is amazing. So.
And that's why I'm, we always post pictures. All the pictures are cute and blah, blah, blah. But it's cool to post something and then there be, you're helping something, you know, like with the tiger situation. Like a lot of people don't know that there's only 4,000 left in the world. So it's like when you post something like that, they're like, oh my gosh, she's not only with a cute tiger, but wow, there's only 4,000 left in the world. Yeah. Like what?
Yeah, you get the attention and you give the facts.
Exactly.
So that's cool.
So it works.
And it's something I would love to do, honestly, because I'm obsessed with animals. Like that's like my favorite thing in the world. Like I would love to visit some cheetahs.
You should.
Cheetah's my favorite animal in the world.
Yeah, cheetahs, that's funny you said that, because the cheetah was they're the one that are like very spunky and kind of unpredictable. You can kind of, I mean, the people who are around them every day kind of know, but it's like I was around one and I was like a little like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you would definitely love the experience. So if you ever want to do that, let me know.
Yeah, you link up again and go on these wildlife trips and rekindle the flame.
I would love that.
I feel like a matchmaker.
Sure. Right. Yeah. I know, for me, because I'd always love to do something like that, but I don't even know how to get into it.
That's exactly. That's how I was. And then I like just met different friends that did it. And I'm like, yo.
Yeah, because you do a lot with
Tarzan.
Yeah.
So the first trip that we went on was to Honduras. So that kind of like opened my eyes tremendously, because I was just like, wow, we can really like do this. We can travel places and like see these animals and learn it, because you learn the most when you get to interact. And like people have their feelings about it. Like you shouldn't, you know. But I don't deal with any animals that are on drugs or anything. Like, I don't support that. I would never support any, you know, that stuff is just wrong. And you'll know, though. They look, because I actually went to Thailand, and it was like, we cried. Because it was like, the tigers were drugged. And like, you got some girls that are like, oh my God, take this picture. But the tiger's like,
right.
And it's just sad, because it's like, that's the they don't get to make that choice. It's one thing if they're in captivity and being taken care of and, you know, able to run, but they're in tiny cages.
It gets confusing, too, for people, because a lot of zoos now promote that, you know, oh, we're rescue. It's like, is that just like a word, like how organic is thrown on things?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like, and we're rescue, so it's
and
okay.
That's what was really tough for me, because I was just like, how do you know what to support and what not to support? Because there is some zoos that do give back to wildlife conservation, and then, but it's like you just need to definitely pay attention to how they're being handled and kept.
And like do your research.
Yeah, you have to do research, and that's one thing that I learned, because I've spoken on things before and not been 100%, and it came back to bite me in the tail. But like you just have to realize, like, okay, just be open minded and willing to learn, and you'll learn a lot.
Yeah. No, I'm happy that you've gotten into that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I always see your posts. I'm like, oh.
It makes me happy. Like, it really does. Like, I want to get, like you said, more into the water, those creatures. Because I recently went to Hawaii and we saw sea turtles, like, asleep on the beach. And it was, like, the most unreal experience ever, because it just, like, happened.
Right. Yeah. And there's so much to do with, like, the wild. Like, you know, all the trash and all the wood. Like, there's so
much. And it
much
all circles
thing.
Back in together. Like,
have you seen, like, the whale that they opened up and it was just full of, like, tons of plastic.
No.
It was just like, yeah, it's
because they probably just ingest it, because they're so big that they just suck
it in. But it's a realization of like how much is in our oceans. It's crazy.
Wow, it's so sad when you see videos of like trash in the oceans. That's something I would be.
There's islands of
about.
Trash. There's
like I want to get involved in something where like cleaning beaches, because so many beaches are so so horrible. Like you see it and you can't even believe it. And I love
you should
the
do
beach.
That. Yeah. I'll help you out. Like I'll be out there.
Too. I would go clean it.
Yeah, I just went to Ghana and in Africa, and I saw the beaches out there, and I was just—it was funny because we were out one night, so we were drinking, hanging out, blah blah blah, and like the way the bar like club was set up, you could see the ocean. So I was like, okay, oh my God, the ocean's right there. That's amazing. I look out, plastic along the whole beach, and like they don't really realize like. That's not okay. Like, everybody doesn't know. Some people are ignorant to it.
Well, it's, you need,
and
that's the number one.
They don't have a recycling program.
Right.
And I found out that they burn trash. And I'm like, you can't burn your trash if there's plastic in it, because it goes into the earth.
Yeah.
And that's what contaminates the animals and the.
It's all education.
Yeah.
And it's like people have to literally come into these places too and bring ways for them to recycle.
Exactly.
Like bring. Because even when I was in the Maldives visiting this one resort that everything's put back into the island. So it's like, okay. Like, they try to use the island but give back to the island at the same time, and then also provide ways to recycle for the neighboring islands as well.
Oh, that's good.
Because they're so used to just throwing things in the ocean, because in their minds they were raised to think, oh, the ocean is our trash can.
Right.
And they don't swim in it.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't even
exactly.
know how to swim. So
yeah.
they're like, they're not, they didn't have that interaction with the ocean that they could appreciate the ocean for what it is.
And they don't have the education, like, being, when you're raised a certain way, it's like...
Even in the U.S., though, it's like a lot of people don't know how to recycle or, you know, even where it goes. And it's sad because some of the recycling doesn't even get recycled. Exactly.
That's what I was saying with the plastic bottles. I'm like, I don't even want to use them anymore. I want to get, like, a water, you know, what are those called? Like,
well, you got one today.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. So I'm like, I was like, dang, like, I looked at my recycling and I'm like, wow, half of these bottles aren't going to make it to recycling probably.
Right.
Like, I mean, I put them in the recycling bin, but if you know, like, what do they say? Like, a third only makes it to be recycled or something like
and
that?
Not it's even. Because they don't know where to... what to do with all of it, because people aren't recycling correctly either.
Yeah.
And like, so then they're putting trash, like, trash, like, food and stuff in it.
Yeah,
and
you gotta clean it out, We'll have a whole, like, in the description below this video, we'll have a whole way on how to recycle, too. Because that's something, it doesn't even, you know, it's not taught in school, really, it's just saying, recycle. Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah. Right, in other countries, I think it's just really not educated. If it's not educated here,
they don't even have,
because when I was in Bali, like, too, so I think it's all around, it's like, they have, like, runoffs, and they use the runoffs, like, the streams, and it runs off into the ocean.
Yeah.
They use it as their trash. Like, they're dumping stuff into it, and then it's going straight into the ocean. Like, we're in this resort next to a runoff, and it smelled so bad. It was, like, disgusting, and then you didn't want to be in the beach because it
It's hurting. Disgusting. It hurts tourism, too, for these for the countries also.
That's what
also.
I was telling them in Ghana. Like, people would love to come here until they see this beach. Like, so
it's just, like, not.
But it's getting the people to understand, like, okay, this is important because, and then so they have that love for the environment too, but then also just providing ways and education for them how to understand how to do it.
Yeah.
But I, even when I was in India, like, I saw a lot of like litter and stuff everywhere, and I understand it's not a priority, like, when in their lives they're just trying to survive too, a lot of the people. So it's all right, you want to tell me about a water bottle when I'm just out here trying to, like, feed
get
my
water.
Kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, and
but
then,
if they see that it ties into tourism and that tourism will bring more money to feed your kids. And,
I was, but I was like, what about the idea of in India, say, like, all right, you know how when we were little and they still have it where you can go to the grocery stores and you recycle the bottles and you get money back for them? Like, have them literally everywhere in India, and then people just have to pick up the streets and put it in, and they get money out.
Yeah. And it was like a job.
Yeah. They do it with, like, scooters and everything now to recharge them, so why can't they do it with water bottles?
Exactly.
But it's a big investment from, like, their government.
Yeah, it's easy to say, but then it's, like,
but if they can give all of, like, I'm just stuck on India because, you know, I was there, and I just, like, experience it. So it's a beautiful country, but it's just like that one thing. I was like, we can improve on that. And then they gave everybody free internet over there, which is incredible because that provides awareness and education too, if used the right way.
Yeah.
But if they can do that, they can, you know, put money into other things too.
Exactly.
So.
It's just figuring out the priorities. Yeah. The trip to India looked amazing, by the way.
Thanks.
You looked amazing.
I know, she killed it that day.
Right?
So I was like,
forever just going to talk about the dance.
I know, right? The dance was amazing, though. She, like, told me, she was, like, all stressed out because she had to learn an 8-minute dance, all that stuff. And I saw the video. I'm like, bitch, that looked like you were, like, practicing your whole life.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Well, let's go into, like, love relationships. That was good. Got to get the awareness out there. That's great. But let's lighten it up a bit and dive into the honeypots.
Honeypots.
So this is where our queen bees and our king bees write their diary entries into us at diary@ohhoneydiary.com.
Nice.
And then they ask us for advice.
Cool.
Let's do it. And yeah, here we go.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it. but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll read the first one. So, oh honey, my first serious relationship ended badly. I'll tell you the brief story. I started dating my high school sweetheart and I thought we were really in love. He was a year older than I am and he went away to college first. When I went to go visit him in college, I was still a senior in high school. I felt like everyone was looking and acting weird around me, but I figured that they were just awkward because I was still in high school. A couple months later on winter break, my boyfriend came home and broke up with me. I was devastated, but even more devastated when I found out that he had been cheating on me the entire first semester that he was in college. That's why everyone had been weird towards me every time I would visit him. The worst part is that now, 2 years later, and I still haven't gotten over the hurt of it. Every time I start to get more serious with the guy, I freak out that he is cheating on me and I ruin everything. I self-sabotage it because I can't trust anyone. Have you ever been cheated on and how do you get over it? Jenny.
Aw. That's, yeah, I've been in a situation actually very similar to that.
Did you send this in, Jenna?
Yeah. Was it me?
Jenny?
Out of Y.
Jenny, I'm like, yeah. Nice cover up.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, I've been in a similar situation to that. And you do have to realize that you can't blame yourself. Because often you want to blame yourself, like, well, what did I do wrong? And you try to dissect the relationship and figure out where you went wrong when really, like, when a man is going into college, that's a big life change, and that had nothing to do with her. But I feel like with that, it was just like, because like my situation was, my ex basically started to play really well. He was an athlete. He started to play really well, and then I think he just got caught up in all of that, and then you know decided to be with another girl. And yeah. I think that just. Like I said, it had nothing to do with me, and I thought it did for a while. So, like, every time a red flag, like, any guy I was dating, like, recently still, like, I still battle it. Mm-hmm. But, like, you start to think, like, oh, my God, he's going to do it. You can't, though. You can't blame Jim for what Jack did because you'll never be happy and you'll never find peace.
Yeah.
So you just have to take each situation for what it is. Yeah. You can't bring your past in. That's how I feel about it. That's what I took out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also the whole college thing. I think that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like, especially coming
like
from
so many
high school.
Options, too, and you've never been around it. It's like, as a guy, life. It's like, and then you, like, run on your old thing. It's like, maybe long distance. It seemed like they're long distance because she would visit him.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's not around, and he's seen all this new, fresh meat.
And she can't relate to his lifestyle anymore. His lifestyle changed, so it's like, it's not as relatable. It's like, she's in high school, he's in college. Like, have you guys been to college at all?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, think about when you go to college.
State.
Yeah, I went to college too, and it's just like a different, like, it's like freedom, and you could kind of do what you want, you know? So it's just like.
For the first time too, because you move out of your
parents' house. Yeah, I was like, now that I remember.
You move out of your parents' house, it's like a fresh new, you feel like free, like, and that old girlfriend is probably making him feel chained in too. So now it's like he wants to break free of everything. And he's probably like in college now, it's like, oh, my little high school girlfriend. Like,
I'm into the college girls now.
I
can totally relate. This is a great sign for you, the fact that you will forget about it, because I totally just forgot about it. Like, when I went to college, my boyfriend was a year older than me, but he didn't go to college, and he stayed back down south in Florida. And then, so when I went, I was like, oh, like, this is fun, and like, I'm in college, but instead of me being the one, like, doing stuff with him, like, cheating on him, it was, like, him back home. He never cheated on me, but, like, I could see him building a relationship with, like, one of his coworkers, and I was like, oh. Like, and I remember that feeling because there's literally nothing that you can do about, like, somebody falling in love with somebody else, too.
Yeah.
So, and I'm so far away, too. I'm like, how can I blame him? Like, we're so young.
Yeah.
And I just remember, though, that I was hurting so bad. I just still remember that feeling now that I think about it.
Now that I'm remembering.
Yeah, thanks. Jenny. just being in the room and just, it feels like somebody literally just like stabs
it
you in the stomach.
It feels physical. Yeah. Like heartbreak like literally feels physical.
Yeah. I always say this, me and my mom always say this, I'd rather have a legit broken leg than a broken heart. Because the broken heart hurts more than the broken leg.
Wow. And it's like longer.
And you can, and there's nothing you can do to like, you know, you can take some painkillers.
You can time the healing for that.
You can't time the healing.
And you can numb your leg and you can... take some painkillers, but there's no like painkiller for a broken heart.
Yeah.
What did help me though was I didn't bring that pain into my next relationship. Yeah. I gave myself enough time to get over him before getting into something new. And like that meant like going out, like just trying to do anything not to think about it because it was like devastating.
It definitely
That's like the painkiller actually a little bit. You try to like go out, drink, but sometimes it makes it even worse. You know, it's like,
And sometimes like it works for the moment. And then like you
go
back
to
it. So you have to really face it and heal like.
Yeah, no, because then the party's over and you're in your own thoughts and you're like, damn.
You go home and you're like,
that would have been.
Okay, well.
That was fun, but I had more fun with him.
I always think, and I'm not really like a huge partier. I don't like to party, so when I go out, I'm just looking around. I'm looking at all the guys. I'm like getting disgusted. I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna be alone forever.
I'm here.
I'm not.
I
want
to be there. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like you said, you have to give yourself, and it's yourself. You can't like compare yourself. Like, well, my friend got over hers right away, but like you definitely have to like just do
your own
journey. And like how you feel, and it might take you a year, it might take you two, it might take you three. Mm-hmm. But definitely, you gotta leave your heart open to find, you know, so it can find its way in. But
I'm just like in a trance right now with how pretty you are.
I know, like, you're not. I'm over here like, y'all look amazing.
I'm like looking over there. Your lip gloss is like amazing.
Jenna's always popping.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's never a time that I've ever seen this bitch that doesn't look so good.
This is day three hair, guys. This is day three curls.
She just like is like,
oh my
gosh. She has these blue eyes. Like, she's just so
I actually just rolled out of the bed and came here in my pajamas.
If you're listening to this podcast, don't say that. So beautiful.
I took like an hour to do this makeup. I was like, I'm gonna be with these pretty girls. I need to really
shut up. I love how her makeup matches her pajamas.
I tried to do pink eyeshadow.
Most girls get here, they bring their like they change into it in the bathroom because they don't want to wear it all day. Jenna's like, no, I'm killing this.
She's like, I'm just, this is no my outfit for the day. I like this. I've been wanting to wear this.
Dude, that is a
are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not at all.
Do you go on dates?
I actually am open to it, but I actually like went on a couple dates with somebody and they were just boring.
Yeah.
I'm very like adventurous.
Yeah.
So if you're like scared of
you're hanging out with cheetahs and.
Yeah, I am like, and then I'm also tomboyish. So there's some guys that I've noticed a lot in LA. They want that girl who's just like pretty.
Bougie.
And doesn't speak too much. I'm kind of outspoken and like.
They're intimidated.
I'll walk
they
to my car barefoot.
Woman.
Like it's just some stuff that I'll do that like some people. Will like cringe at, and I'm like, okay, well,
that's
the one for me.
I'm not gonna. I used to try to like change myself.
I feel like you're gonna meet somebody traveling.
I might.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably what's gonna happen.
But yeah, I love like I'm really like more in tune with like nature now, like and learning like even what you just told me about the glass bottles. I'm like, okay, that's a great idea. I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want to be a sponge and just learn and just. Explore and travel.
One thing I see Jenna always doing is reading. I'm like,
and
I need to get on her level.
That is,
she reads much. She loves reading. I'm like,
I need a new bookshelf. Remember my bookshelf?
Dude, you love books.
But there's nothing better than
and
just...
And I collect them, so...
When you learn, life is just so much more interesting. Like, when you educate yourself, you're like,
and when you're open
like,
to
I understand
learning.
This. Like...
And
oh,
you see
I'm,
from a
like,
different view, because if you only think about your point of view all the time, you just get lost. When I read a book... Even some stuff I don't agree with, I'll read the book and I'll be like, okay, well, I see why somebody might think like that. So it opens your mind a little bit so you don't get frustrated.
Yeah, even hanging out with Amanda, it's like I start seeing things from a different perspective that I wouldn't have just being in my own mind. You know, just be hanging out with different people that have different views, and it doesn't mean that her view is wrong or my view is wrong. It's just different views.
You just have to be open to like the way, because you might not agree, but like when you... What
and you don't have to agree.
Not Jay-Z.
You know?
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, like, what did they say? They were like, when they like would argue, or they said something.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
She said it so beautifully,
she did.
Too.
That's why I don't even want to
push
her.
Dude, I love Jada. She says some stuff. So I love that.
They're so
that
like,
woman
real
is
about
so
it.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
I love when she talks.
It's
I can
wise.
Literally just watch her talk.
It is, like, it's, she's everything. Not saying we're perfect. She's not saying we never argue, but she's saying when we do argue, we try to see where each other is coming
yeah,
from.
It's respecting.
So we can, you know, another. Fix the problem and be like, okay, well, I understand where you're coming from. So yeah, let's work on that.
She's like, instead of screaming, we're talking.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like
exactly.
Yeah.
She's a very empowering. Like she's an empowering woman.
Yeah,
like,
I love her so
she's
much.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's. And funny. That's one thing. Would you say in LA it's like hard to find women that support women?
Yes. Yes. I feel like. Yeah, I feel like it's. There's a lot that will, but I feel like there's a lot that will to an extent.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like
they don't want to see you doing too much
yeah,
better than them.
Because when they see you do like too good, it's kind of like. Okay, I need to fall back, or like I need to like, distance myself so I can shine more, or like something mm-hmm. like that. And I'm just like, we could all, there's enough success for us to all win. And mm-hmm. honestly, it looks better and it looks less self-centered when you're winning with your friends. Like to me, there's nothing, I don't wanna travel alone mm-hmm. and take cool pics alone. Like I wanna, you know, travel with my friends and like build memories. Mm-hmm. But like everybody's not, doesn't have that mindset out here.
Yeah.
It's very competitive.
It is competitive. That's a good word. Good
yeah.
Job.
It's like survival almost. They're
yeah.
like, but you don't.
But you have so much
thing.
More fun when you're with other yeah. people, I feel like. So it's just like, I mean, I love my alone time. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like, it's so much fun when you can like go out with your girls
yeah.
and do an experience or like horseback riding or skydiving. I did that. So
yeah.
Like, skydive. That's a new thing. For
and
the
it
first
was so
time.
Much fun. Like if I would have went alone, it would have been like. But
yeah.
going together, vlogging it, making it a thing, like, that's fun.
I like that perspective on vlogging, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was, because I have, like, I'm not comfortable with doing it to other people, but I'll be in other people's and I'll be fine, you know? So for me, it was, like, not a positive experience of doing it, just because also I just, it wasn't a negative experience, but it was, like, kind of like this, like,
yeah.
coasting. Like, I just didn't care.
Yeah.
You know? And for you
no that's
you
my thing
it.
Like I'm very it's
yeah.
not that I don't like vlog it's that I don't like having a camera I don't like being that girl pulling out a camera all the time vlogging.
It's much better when you can have somebody do it for you
yeah
like if somebody's like if you have a cameraman that's like vlogging like
I commend
those people who have like a crew that can like vlog their whole
yeah.
situation.
But I've also seen that
because then you get to have fun. You're not worried about pulling
right.
your camera
and then you're
out.
Not having to
yeah.
worry about because
yeah.
most of it is mental of having to remember. Oh, because a lot of the times I'll like be like, oh, I wish I got that on camera, yeah. you know, and then you didn't, and then you
got to get like the little OpKicks like camera.
I know we have need to have it
and just put them on the side and just record everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, that's what makes
it. But
I
also
special.
Think that a lot of people like the personal because when you're holding it, it's more personal. When
and they feel like you're talking
camera,
like to them. I
yeah,
feel.
Because it's a more personal experience. When someone's vlogging for you, following you around, it's not as personal.
I feel like it's more you. I feel like when somebody's following you, they capture the real you.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're like this, you kind of put on like a
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
But
I
most
need to...
YouTubers do put on a show.
Yeah.
I know a lot of YouTubers in real life and they're not the same. But I like them more.
But it's
we were
a show.
Just talking about that. Yeah.
But the fact that is a show.
Okay, guys, let's get to our second question.
The sticky. Oh, honey.
Dip into the honey pot. Honey pot. Oh, honey. Okay, so my story. My name is Brittany. I'm 25 and I'm a PhD student from New York, just studying the scene. So about a month ago, one of my guy best friends of 2 years has admitted his interest in me. I'm flattered, but to be honest, he couldn't be more in the friend zone. He's just too f***ing beta for me. So I nicely let him know I don't see him that way. Well, he has become obsessed with trying to change my mind in the most disparate attempts ever, only making him less attractive to me. I'm to the point where I can't even stand talking to him anymore because it's annoying and I've never felt more turned off by a person. So basically, am I just a bitch or a shitty friend? Or is it reasonable for me just to stop talking to him? Thanks. A girl who just wants a dope-ass alpha to be a power couple with.
Hmm. Jenna?
She sounds... All these... I feel like y'all went in my head and kind of like put this on paper.
Yeah.
No, but that sounds so familiar to a situation I just dealt with. I don't think you're a bitch. But I'm like asking her, but did you,
I have so many questions.
Because if you express to him that like you're not interested in being romantically involved with him and he's your friend, I feel like he should accept that. But the thing with the male ego is they don't accept. They either try harder or
they think it's a challenge. They're like, you don't want to be my girl? That's a challenge.
They either think it's a challenge or they think it's you being mean, and they're just like, oh, nah, like, I can't even be her friend.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's being a...
I've had to not be friends with a lot of guys.
It just happened to me, too. I've lost a really good friend of mine.
Over this. It's like, why do we have to be weird now? All of a sudden, they're weird. It's like, I just wasn't interested. I love you as a person. I love you as a friend. But I don't see you as that, and I can never, and I'll never be happy. We date for 2 seconds, and then I'm like, okay, really, I don't like you. Right. Sorry. Like, yeah. I'm not going to, like, fake it. But I do love you as a person.
Yeah.
And I love you as a friend.
Exactly. And it's like legit like friendships. So if like they stop being friends with you because of their ego or whatever, it hurts because it's like, I really love you and I care for you. But as a friend, like, and it always like, I had this with a guy and like, I've told him like my romantic situation. So like I opened up to you about that. Once I opened to you about that, I'm probably not ever gonna be that with you.
We're two friends. Yeah. And don't you wish, like sometimes I have the best guy friends ever. They're like, I love, like my best friend. I would consider them my best friend. Then they get weird. Then they like fall in love. And then it's weird. It's like, why did I have to lose you?
I could tell you everything. That's what I don't understand. Like when people get in relationships and then they just like X out their friends.
Yeah.
Like that's like, to me, why?
Yeah.
Like you can still have friends. You can have friends of different sexes. Like it's totally fine.
But it's just the world we live in. The world we live in, it just, they think like, anything of the opposite sex. Like, if I take a picture with a guy, it's like, oh, y'all are dating.
And
it's
you guys are f***ing, blah, blah, blah.
I was dating Batch so for the longest time, apparently.
Guys, what about me and Rice?
I still am, apparently.
Yeah, right, right. Me and Rice. Like, we had a whole relationship. It was Rummer. We had a relationship name. I'm known to a lot of people as Rice's girlfriend. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Really?
I'm like, I would never think that. Like,
yeah, no,
you guys.
We're friends. Like, we've never been more than friends, and we've always been friends. But we kind of just was like, I was to the point where it's like, I don't want to be like, no, we're not dating all the time. So I just was kind of like, whatever.
You're like, yeah, sure.
Think what you want. Rubber for life.
Yeah, that's how it is. Because you don't want to be like, no, we're not.
And then I don't
want to
be like that because then I don't want to offend Rice. Like, being like, oh, no, I would never date you. But it's like, no, you're my brother, though. Like, you know, it's like, you're my brother.
Like, y'all are making it real hard for me to friend zone this. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But
do you think it always is a friend zone? Like, do you think you put Rice in the friend zone?
Yeah, I literally think of him like, as my best friend. Like, I literally love him as a human, as a brother. Like, once it gets to that point in my mind, when I see you too much as that, I can't go back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Like, you're
But did
a
your friendship start with him trying to...
No, me and him have always been friends only.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he is that, you know, like, he's like
some
your
friendships. Bet. Yeah, some friendships start like that, where the guy is like, I like you, and you're like, friend, and they're like,
friend, cool. And then they're like, okay, well, I'm gonna be your friend until like swoop in. It's like, nope, you're never swooping in, bro. You're my friend. I love you.
Yeah,
like a friend.
And then I think a lot of the time you want to friend zone people because you don't want to lose them.
Yeah,
because it's like guys.
No,
like,
right. And then we date a little bit. Oh, okay, let's give it a chance. And then you hate each other. And it's awkward. We can never be friends.
Exactly.
Again.
Exactly. And then it's like now you've lost a real friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, just
like, why do we even want to attempt to ruin it? Like, even if there's a 1% chance we'll never have the same kind of relationship that we have right now, why would you want to risk it?
Exactly.
It's the ego. It's like ego. It's always the ego.
Guys
the death of everything.
You know, it's like that thing. It's like guys are always have an alternative motive. Everyone's like, they don't want to actually be your friend. And we're ex-girls. We're like, no, they're just our friend.
No, that's my
In their head, they're like, in the guy's head, they're like, no, I'm
dying.
I'm trying to. We're like ignorant. We're like, no, he's not. He's my friend.
I wonder if like any guy that's a friend with a girl that's gorgeous is like would be like, yeah, I would if she would, but if not, then no. Like whatever.
I mean,
like I wonder.
I feel like that's what they.
I think that's
definitely
men usually in general.
And then
I respect the ones who don't.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I'm sorry, especially me with my personality, you'll know if I like you in that way.
Yeah.
So you don't need to press it because you'll know.
You know what one of the most annoying things is if you tell a guy that you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and then they still continue to hit on you.
Yeah.
And you're like...
And they almost think of it like, oh, I have a goldfish. Oh, I thought we were talking about things that don't matter.
Yeah, it's like, what?
I was like, no, it matters. It matters really a lot to me.
I love my goldfish, and I take care of my goldfish and don't insult it.
We say that, like, if you say, watch like, I have mouth. A boyfriend, you're hoping that they'll, like, respect that. Like, be like, oh, yeah, okay, respect. Like,
they don't. They, yeah. think they it, don't. They think of it as a challenge. Like, oh, okay,
oh, you
cool.
can't have friends?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, don't you hate yeah, this? Dude, this is the worst one. Okay, say a guy comes up to you, they ask for your number or something. I'm like, no, I have a boyfriend. They're like, I wasn't asking to be your boyfriend. I was asking for your number. I'm like,
rude. Like, now you can't even be in my friend
zone.
But if
you, okay, if you want to get into it, yeah. what's your intent? Yeah. What's your intent behind
like,
you
I
asking
have a,
for
he's
my
like, no, I, yeah. he said I was trying to get, I want to be your friend. What about, I'm like, I have a lot of friends. I don't need it.
Because if somebody yes. really wants to be your friend, they're going to come up to you and be like,
they won't just
hey,
ask
how
that
are you?
Weird shit.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
hey, how are you?
How are
like,
you?
You know,
oh,
I like your car.
Be human.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Like treat me like a
There's
human.
A like,
have
a way. Conversation I feel like as girls and being, like, we've had a lot of that in our lives, so we know, we can get the vibe right away.
Yeah.
Literally, I know the vibe.
I'm sure there's girls that do that, too.
What do you mean?
Guys, like, just go up and be like, oh, you have a girlfriend? Oh, I don't care. But oh, they don't, yeah. they no, don't vocalize it, though.
It's different.
It's just, like,
a bit differently.
Yeah.
But going it's back like to, like, how guys have those intentions, that's why it's hard for a lot of girls to have let their boyfriends have girls as friends.
Yeah.
Because in our heads, being friends with dudes, they sometimes have ill intentions, you yeah. know? Not saying everyone. Yeah. Not saying everyone, but the majority of the time. You know, there yeah. are people, you and bad people, like, that can actually legitimately just be friends and yeah. never have that intent. But majority of guys do, in the back of their head, have other intentions.
Yeah, yeah. for sure.
Yeah, every relationship really, is different.
See, every person, we always go back to that. It's like, you can do what-ifs all day, and like every, but at the end of the day, yeah. it's person to person, but we're talking about a general sense, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The general population.
Yeah, because I have, like, some guy friends that know, like, it would never, and it works. They're not, like, best friends, but, like, I have, it works.
And
like, you can be just friends with guys.
And
like,
sometimes yeah. it's hard for
and it's
guys.
It's actually fun because it's, right. like, you get the real them, the real guy. You get to learn about guys. Like, yeah. you get to learn more. It's kind of like, think, like, with Batch, like, I love having Batch as a friend.
Oh, Batch is, like.
He's real. He'll be honest. I could bring, like, guy stuff to him, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, nah, he, you know, like, he'll be honest
yeah.
about it, and you'll get a real guy's perspective about it. Yeah. Shout out to Melvin, his show is called that. But, yeah, like, I think that's really cool to have.
Yeah, I was thinking a lot of the times it's hard to, like, to the guys of defense that do, like, fall in love, or because you were spending that much time together, you guys are together all the time, you know everything about each other, like, mm-hmm. you're like, it would be perfect if we just love each other, but it's like, but I
no.
don't, you know,
it
but it's like,
weird.
I don't, you know?
Yeah,
so,
don't
but to their
this.
Defense, they're probably, like, in love with you, like, helplessly in love, and they can't help it, because they're like, yeah. you're, like, perfect girlfriend.
It's. I think it's harder for the person that's in love, like, whether it's a guy or a girl, because
yeah.
it does go both ways, but it's
right, because
like,
girls can fall in love with their best friend that's a dude, and
yeah,
they're not
they're
interested
like,
in them.
Like, yeah,
you're
like,
my friend.
Yeah,
it always can go both ways.
Yeah.
If you really care
like
about the person, though,
it's
you'll
like, you're a bro, dude.
Accept it. Right.
Yeah.
You're like a sister
it's
to
great.
Me.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm like,
yeah.
They're like, don't touch the mic. I'm like, fine.
The listeners are like, oh.
I'm like, shut up. They're like, I bet these listeners are like, by this episode, they're like, we hate Summer's laugh.
No.
Yeah, dude, I do it sometimes.
Is a laugh important for you in a relationship? Right. Like, if somebody had, like, a crazy laugh.
Dude,
you don't have
I
a crazy
think
laugh.
I hear it.
I think it would just make me laugh
ear.
More. Because
yeah.
I have a lot of friends that have weird laughs, and, like, the more they laugh, I laugh more because their laugh is crazy.
I love a laugh that's different.
Mine like, if I was me. Down the street and I heard Summer laugh, I would be like, oh, that's Summer.
Yeah, where she is. Right. Yeah. I was telling Batch, like, a week ago that his laugh is getting louder and then and shorter.
Like, ah!
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, it is? I was like, yeah, over time it got louder and shorter. I said,
he's
I think
getting
it's
more lazy. He's like, he yeah. wants to make more of an impact with shorter time. He's
like,
uh-huh.
I think it's just because you got busier. And like even, and then so you shorten the laugh period because you got a text.
Vine is dead, Batch. You don't got to shorten your laugh for nothing. It's okay.
But it's like a genuine laugh, too.
We can do 10 minutes
time.
On IG story,
yeah.
bro.
Right.
I mean, IGTV, bro.
Yeah,
got
that's true.
10 whole minutes.
Endless that's amount okay. of time. Do you have any pets?
I just have Marley right now. I had, Marley is my snake. My
right, the snake and the tarantula.
But I had a dog, yeah. and I actually had to put him up for adoption because he was a psychopath.
Really?
Yeah.
What type of dog?
He was a French bulldog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he
had a lot of energy.
Yeah, he was untrainable. I had him for like 2.5 years, and
yeah.
he still was not potty trained.
Yeah.
He would go to the extent of peeing on my bed.
Yeah.
And I think I think me traveling a lot had a lot to do with that. Yeah. So I was just like, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's not fair to him either because he didn't have, like, a consistent
schedule,
mommy home all the time. So, like, I would, you know, have friends watch him. And although he was treated really good, it's just, like, I think that kind of confused him. So he was a little rebellious.
I think he's, like, a type of dog that maybe he needs to, like, hands-on.
Yeah, and he needs somebody that's home all the time. Yeah. So, like, I... You know.
And traveling, I know firsthand, traveling and having dogs is the hardest thing in the world. Like, I stress so heavily about trying to find, like, because, you know, it's like you have someone that's watching them and then they're out of town or something and it's a new person. It's like, those are my babies. Yeah. So it's like finding, like, a babysitter, literally, like, and you're gone for weeks, 2 weeks. Like, I need to make sure my babies are okay.
When you put your pet up for adoption, are you able to keep up with the process of it?
Getting into this.
Yeah.
I actually went on this website. I forgot what it was called. But it was like a pet adoption website. It looked pretty, like, you know, you can chat with the people, you can meet with them, set up meets, and
You're the one putting
So basically, I met up with the girl, and she had a Pomeranian, and they, like, got along really good, and I was like, oh my god, they're both black, so, like, black fur, that sounded bad, so somebody's gonna get me for that.
No, we live in a world where you might get,
But normal people know.
Yeah, so they're super cute together, and I was, like, super excited. So I was like, okay, let's do, like, a test run. I'm going out of town for 2 weeks, and you just take them and see if they get along. She called me, like, 3 days later, like, your dog is a psycho. You need to come get him. I was like,
really?
I'm in another country, so I really can't. And she was like, well, don't you have a friend? But my friend had just had a baby, so she had a newborn.
Yeah.
So, and I was just like, this was stressing me out because I was working. Like, I couldn't just, like, leave.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see, this is why I was nervous about, you know, giving him up. So eventually she texted me a few days later, and she was like, okay, everything, we worked everything out. It's fine. I think it's going to be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, that was that, but.
Yeah. Did she really freak out that heavily? I'd be like, no, you're not having him.
I wanted to do, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
So it kind of hurt. Because, like, you know, he was a gift, so, like, I kind of wanted to be, like, you know, be able to, like, still communicate and see if he's doing good. Like, I bought them Christmas gifts, and she wouldn't link up with me or anything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad. So if y'all see Esco, let me know where
Sure she's good.
Because.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was unfortunate. So next time I will make sure that I go to, like, a friend and somebody. And then she said she moved. So she was like, I'm live downtown LA or something like that. And then she's like, I moved. And I'm like.
We're praying for him.
Yeah.
He's fine.
I think positive he's good, vibes. Though. No, I think he's good. I think he's happy. She said that she was home a lot. So that's what I was really concerned about. Because I'm like, he's.
And her other dog probably looked fine, right? Like, healthy and.
Yeah, no, the other dog was super happy.
So that's, like, a great, like, because Enzo?
Esco.
Was a gift.
Yeah.
Right? And then, so it's like, all right, like, I got a dog now. But now you can time it on your own thing of when you're ready for a dog.
Because I really wasn't ready. I really wasn't. But I mean, I wanted, you know how, like, a part of you wants something and then you're like, I'm really not ready for it. But then somebody gets it for you. And you're like, oh, now I have no choice but to be ready
for it. He was the cutest puppy, though. Remember, I was there for the whole process of, like,
really?
She's like, I'm getting a dog. I'm like,
I love puppies and dogs and everything.
Yeah, he was a cutie, but he was bad.
No, he is. Yeah. He had so much energy. Like,
a little rascal.
He snorted like crazy. He was so excited. He'll jump up on your shoulders. He's crazy.
Be all over the place right here.
Yeah, he broke his leg like the first couple months I had him.
What?
He jumped out of my car.
Really?
Not while it was moving.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
He broke his leg. I was
he had a little cast.
Yeah, he had a cast. And he used to sprint with the cast on and just be like,
oh my God.
Remember that?
Yeah, it's like, I was always like concerned for him. Like, doesn't that hurt? You need to let that heal, dude.
So do you, like, weird. Switching topics completely, do you have a type?
Do I have a type?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get all the information I can.
Yeah.
I'm like, tell me more.
I feel like I don't, because if I, like, line up my exes, they're not really. I like somebody who. I like people who are. This is going to sound wrong. Because people are going to be like, you're a gold digger. But I do, you know, I want somebody who can do for me what I can do for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to date somebody who can't. I don't want to have to, you know, pay anybody's rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm.
Yeah. No, that's justifiable, so that's kind of, for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't care if people say, call me whatever for it. But I mean, the people that I'm around, that's who I'm around anyway. Like, I wouldn't surround myself around people who are, you know, not trying.
It's not even about the money.
It's not about the money. It's about the mindset. It's about, like, are you, you're content with, like, a bad credit score? You're content with, you know, not paying your car payments? Like, you're content with not going to work? Like, I don't like that.
I think what the trait is.
And I don't like people who sleep in.
Yeah.
That's like an automatic turn off. If you sleep past 8 o'clock,
done. It's not out of here. No.
Then unless it's like, a weekend. Check.
Yeah.
And it X.
Yeah. It's like, I noticed because I was like talking to somebody who did, and I was like, it was just such a turn off. I was like, I don't like it.
So you like somebody who's motivated.
Yeah. So you're goal oriented. So you're not a gold digger, you're a goal digger.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And people that, you know, have realistic passions, I guess.
And I like open minded people. Because I, like, for a long time I wasn't. So now that I am, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. So if, like, I meet somebody and they're not open-minded, like, it's one thing if you're, like, scared or, like, you express yourself, like, let's go skydiving. You're like, I'm not going skydiving. Or it's like, I'd rather you be like, okay, so when you went skydiving, like, how did it happen? Like, ask questions and then make your decision. Don't just be like, I'm not doing that. You know, like, I can't stand people like that.
Yeah.
Bothers me.
No. So like, somebody that's open-minded, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And also motivated, passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And do you are looks a thing?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, attraction's always a part of it.
Yeah, that definitely sparks the interest, I feel like, you know, if you're attracted to somebody. I don't
have a specific, because that's what kids, you know, when you're not attracted and you guys have a fight, you're like, I'm out. Like, you're not getting along. But then, you know, that kind of cuteness, like, oh, he's so cute, kind of keeps you around.
Brings you back.
It's like, leave, but don't leave, because, damn, you're cute.
it goes the other way, too, of, like, meeting somebody you're not attracted to, and then you get to know them.
And then,
like,
you are attracted to them,
like,
all of a sudden.
You're amazing.
But because when you're in love with somebody, regardless if, like, the attraction physically is what sparked you guys, you, like, when you're in love, nobody is cuter than that person that you're in love with.
No, never.
Like, there's no, like, Channing Tatum, whoever can walk past, and you're like, okay, like,
and
that's a person that I like to be with, you know, that mindset, because not all, everyone has that mindset.
Channing Tatum, I'm like, I think
that's a person I want to be with. You're like, okay.
I know, no, he's, but that's the extent of it.
No, but I'm pointing at her. I'm pointing at Jenna, meaning, like, that mindset of, like, no one's better. No one can be. It doesn't matter how much.
You're the everything.
You don't
compare.
Everything.
You don't compare. Like that's the thing. Like, I think that every girl, guy, everyone needs to be with someone who thinks that they're the most beautiful person in the world.
I guess the question is, if personality didn't exist and only looks did, what would
What would I want a guy to look like?
Yeah. What would spark the interest?
I like a nice smile, for sure. A nice hairline.
Dude, hairlines are everything. Dude, you know the neck hairline? That's like a thing.
Mine's bald, so.
I would rather bald than a hiding. Over a hairline that's like right here.
Yeah.
Or trying to hide it, you know, like the comb over.
Because bald is like,
you have to embrace it.
Your man is handsome. Like,
he embraces the baldness and it's good. Confident and it looks good on him, yeah.
Yeah, but like, if you're just, even like guys, and then guys who don't value like personal hygiene, because like you could not be the cutest guy, but like if you're like,
dude, have you ever seen a guy who's like not that cute and then you smell him, it's like, you smell good.
Yeah, like on top of it.
So like just like a nice,
like, together. You smell good.
Nice haircut, nice hygiene, like nice teeth.
Just put together.
Yeah, put together.
Take care of himself.
That's the best
self-care.
Because I mean, I've dated guys like this and I've dated skinny guys, so I'm like, I can't really say like a build. Like, I like guys who value fitness though, for sure. Because like, I can't be waking up in the morning and going to the gym first thing and you're still like asleep.
And
like,
I can't be, I don't want to be motivating
you
your body.
Or eating donuts as you're going to the gym. You're like, come on, like.
Because you, when you're around somebody, you're influenced by them. So if like this person doesn't care about their health and they're ordering pizza and like you have health and fitness goals, it's like, no, like that doesn't work.
Yeah, it gives you off track. It's like, because then you're going to want
to, I have
like,
to be with somebody
doing.
Who compliments my life, you know, like.
Yeah. Or it like pushes you to be better.
Exactly.
You need someone who elevates you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I haven't found that yet, by the way, but that's ideally what I would
guys, if you guys want to hit up Jenna, her number is.
If you see her previous dog, her links are in the description below.
And if you match this description,
her
links
are
below.
In the description below.
Y'all better not have my DMs lit, because I'm just not ready for it.
Everyone's like, Jenna, I have nice teeth. I have a nice hairline.
That's a question, too. How can a guy ever find you?
like not your address, but like if like
they want to get to know you, like, and they want a chance at you. How do they get that?
This is like a dating show now. We're putting it like,
and all of a sudden we have a dating show.
Well, that's a good question, because if a guy has a crush on a girl on social media,
how do they approach?
Because sliding into the DMs, they're like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But you have to be.
It's funny because I was just talking about this. There's a way to slide in the DMs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't say,
hey. What's the etiquette?
Mm-hmm. I think the best thing, I actually turned my story replies off because it was just excessive. But, like, story reply is cool. You can send a post. Like, if somebody sends my post to me and is like, oh my God, like, I love how you put that outfit together, or like, oh, this is fire, like, where is this? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like conversational.
Yeah, it's real conversational.
It's about you. It's kind of like you're interested. When you just say, hey, it's like there's no substance behind, hey, you already DM'd five of my friends with that same thing, and I know because I asked them.
Yeah. It's like a chain of, or like the emojis.
Because
like,
if it's bland, if it's bland, I know it's been sent before.
Yeah.
So if it's like, if it catches my eye, like if it's like something creative or personal, then you're, sorry, I hit the mic. Then like, you know, it's about you. It's not about anybody else. And like, even if they did DM somebody before, at least they took the time to like make it specific about you when they DM'd you, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my etiquette on DMing, on sliding in the DM.
I think that's good advice. No emojis, no DPs, no.
Oh, please no. Oh,
yeah.
That's automatic block.
Yeah.
DP's a dick pic. Oh, I'm like this, I'm like TP. Okay, Matt is always really politically correct, and I'm like, dick pics, bitch.
I'm just limiting the amount of buzzes.
Oh, sorry, Matt, I want to make you have a lot of work. I'm very vulgar.
No, you're not. You're actually, you're good. Okay.
You did good today.
She did great today.
I think it's because we're like,
So
she's bouncing off the energy.
Yeah, I'm bouncing off the energy.
Because if I was like, she would be like.
Our last podcast with Bradley, I was very vulgar. So.
Really?
I think after all these podcasts, though, you and I are going to be learning so many new things and have a lot of different perspectives on things.
Because everyone's so different. Like, it's so crazy. It's so, like, interesting to see how people answer questions. Like,
we're able to have full-on conversations with our friends that usually, like, when we see each other, it's always like,
Hey,
good to see you forever. Oh, my God, your outfit's so cute. You look beautiful. Exactly. Love your makeup. It's, like, surface. There's no substance, you know? That's like sliding the DMs. Hey,
we're in the DMs all the time.
I know. Now we're getting personal. We're swimming.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
This is nice.
It is
this.
Cool.
We'll all have to go on an adventure soon, whether it's like a hike or something, do something fun and active.
I definitely would love that.
We've been 100%. Sitting around talking a lot, so we need to go
out there. Let's go clean some beaches together, guys.
Sam Colder actually posted something and was like challenging people because, you know, like, people post photos for likes all the time. Yeah. So it's like, okay, who could post the photo with the most garbage that they cleaned up off the beach?
I love that.
So, like, some people are doing it, and I think it's a really cool thing that he started. And it's funny because I had just did the Ghana thing. So I was like, okay, perfect. Like, I'm going to promote this, too. So
that's cool.
Yeah. That's amazing.
If y'all are bored, get off social media. Or if you want to take a picture of social media,
go
clean
some
up.
Trees. Yeah. Like, I did so this thing with the Musk family. They had, like, plant a seed day. They guaranteed a day for everybody to just go out and have a social media moment of them, like, planting seeds. And I went and I did it with a bunch of children. And it brought me back to, like, middle school and how that was, like, one of the most memorable things I had for middle school. Mm-hmm. It's like when everybody would like go out. We were lucky enough. My middle school had like a greenhouse, and everybody would go and like plant seeds, and it was so much fun. But like, I don't know if kids are learning that nowadays.
No, they're like this.
Yeah. It's like let's get out
guys,
there.
Guys, I'm like trying not to die. Sorry.
What they're doing is they're Googling how do you plant a seed. They're not actually planting a seed to physically learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what like this new generation. What do they call it? Generation
Z.
See? Yeah, like that's what they're lacking is they're lacking the actual physical skills. Like, you know, you can Google how to do something or watch a tutorial and figure out how to do it. But
the more they see somebody doing it, and this is what I say is like people, celebrities get hate when they put out there that they're doing good. But that's what inspires other people to do good and see that it is cool to do good things. But it's actually the coolest thing.
Yeah, and you get hate if you don't do anything. And then when you actually post that, you do like, oh, you're just doing this to post it. And it's like, you can't win. So you just got to do what you
feel
is right.
Yeah, you can't win. You go do something nice for the homeless people. And then all of a sudden, wow, you're doing this
for
attention.
Some of those posts were excessive, though. Not going to lie.
What ones?
It's like, oh,
there's a way to do it.
There's a way to do it. There's always exception to everything.
Not exploiting, but
yeah. Because I work with a nonprofit called Have a Soul, and what we do is we get shoe donations and we like disperse them through like downtown LA, the Covenant House, like different places where kids go. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like we have a cameraman and we ask permission if it's okay if he records.
You document.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We don't be like, hi, like sometimes
and
they want to be
for a minute and leave.
There's some kids that like are rappers or whatever, and we'll be like, oh, let's give you a moment. So we'll be like, okay, he's gonna rap for y'all. But it's just, we're just interacting. It has nothing to do with us giving them the shoes. Yeah. It's just a moment.
Yeah.
But like those moments, like I've never really received hate on that.
Right.
There's always a way to do it.
So there's a way you can do it to
be genuine.
Yeah, be care. Genuine and and make people inspire other people to do that and be like, oh, that's cool, let's do that. And there's a way to do it. Hey guys, look how amazing! I'm such a good person.
Yeah.
Because we
there's a
feed
different
the
way to do
homeless
it.
For Christmas and Thanksgiving every year too in Venice Beach, and I feel like a lot of people do come out for that social media hour. Because I'm like, it's crazy because now there's so many people that come. It's more volunteers than it is homeless people.
It becomes.
And I'm
a
like,
community.
I just hope y'all are being, you know, genuine.
Yeah.
With what you're doing. And
hey, as long as like their efforts, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, as long as you're putting some effort, then great. Like, yeah, it's as long as you're helping in a little way.
Yeah, with that type of situation, your intent behind it doesn't really matter as long as you're doing it. So
you're still doing it.
I mean, I encourage people to be genuine, but at the same time, like, as long as you're doing it, great, you know.
It's better than the opposite.
Yeah.
Right?
Doing nothing.
Well, keep doing good, guys. We love you so much. Thank you for watching this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube, Oh Honey Podcast. And
you can listen to us on Spotify, iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to us on the go.
And
if you're watching this video,
us.
Thumbs up.
Keep downloading us. We
download
love you guys.
Download us, guys. And thank you, Jenna, so much. You're such an amazing person.
Incredible.
And we love you. So.
Check
love
out
you
all
too.
The links below, guys. Mwah. Oh,
I
honey.
Love you. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.